Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Got his morning show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a bald man with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
The best.
The best.
For real this time.
Best, 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 best.
No talking.
Damn, damn, damn.
Damn!
Damn! Damn!
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
He didn't hear that previous segment. Never happened. You're nope. Dreaming. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's time for the best damn audio. And Fat Boy,
yes,
this has been
yes,
a labor of love for me. I love doing... And there's no sarcasm. I love doing this. The biggest part for me is dwindling it down to two or three that each we present. I start with like 50.
When you find a clip, you're like, oh, it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Let me go first.
Yeah.
Start this off with a. This is a clip of a 1950s era. I didn't know this was a thing. Tobacco auctioneer. Just kind of give you a little, sample of what they sounded like. I don't know how they were auctioning off tobacco. Like, what is that? I didn't know that.
I don't understand like how pork bellies are traded on the stock market, but it's a thing.
How the hell is water a commodity when you're supposed to have it?
Why is just the pork bellies? Like,
too many
I know
questions.
That the hot dog company buys their buttholes, but like, what happens to the rest of the hog, and why is it not on the stock exchange?
Why?
Let's hear this best damn audio.
45, that's amazing.
It sounded like he was clogging with his mouth, if that makes any sense. I could hear him dancing the jig while he did it.
Plus, you got the one guy who's spotting the signs like, huh?
It sounded like he was doing a turkey call at one point.
That just reminded me of that show Carnival and Somebody's Gonna Die.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
I never see it.
HBO.
I've used their cruise line before, but that's it.
Yeah. You remember that, don't you, with the weird face? And
yeah. They had Nick Stahl was in it, and they had the short guy. You can take the second one if you want.
God, calm down.
Creepy.
She loves that stuff, man.
Quit looking at my Gatorade bottle like that. That's weird, Paige.
My God. Bottle you got over
Stop
there.
It.
If you're a hung serial killer, call Paige.
No kidding.
By all means.
If you see Paige on the side of 385 today hovering over one of them yellow cones or orange cones, push her away from it. All right, here we go.
I want to study you.
People say using your voice and trying to entertain people is one thing. Oftentimes, karaoke, though, all it does is breed an ego. It makes people think they can sing when in reality they can't, but people don't want to be mean. This guy right here, I love bringing to you amazing karaoke. This guy right here is 77 years old, my friends, and I don't want you to listen. I am jealous of his enunciation, the way he pronounces words. Enjoy this little number.
I looked at you, you stole my heart. You were all that I anticipated.
He's not drunk.
I wanted you, every part. But I knew love would be complicated. I began to touch, but you wouldn't let it. It never seemed to be the right time. I started to give up, down to the limit. And then you changed your mind. Oh, and we begin to rock. Steady rocking all night long. And we begin to rock.
And we begin.
He might be drunk.
You can see what this guy looks like without seeing him. He's got big gin blossoms. He's real skinny. Got a gut, though, for some reason.
Oh, and, I love
he's
it.
He's on a cruise ship.
So, oh, yeah. Of course.
77 years old.
I was on that
and
ship.
And we begin to rock.
I love God. That.
That music video, man, that is like one of the coolest ones ever. You go back and watch it.
Which one?
They're all in sync to Rocksteady, the video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yes. Now I want to hear the original Rocksteady. See how far it's
Well, Fat Boy will throw you a bone later and maybe play that song too.
All right.
Well, this is this tells you that you probably shouldn't put everybody on live TV.
you don't know
what they're going to say. Even if you walk up to somebody and you're like, you know what? Old person, innocent enough. They got enough wits about them that, you know what? They're not going to do anything stupid on TV.
Is it like the guy when the lady was right there in the middle of the California wildfires? And she said, sir, do you know anything about these fires? He's like, God's burning Hollywood because of all the gays.
No, it's
like,
not that.
Live News said that.
Oh, God.
This is a filthy man in a grocery store.
I love it.
And we take you live to Shelby, North Carolina.
Shelby.
Of course.
Hey, y'all. I'm Trish. And today we're here at Pleasant Mart in Shelby, North Carolina, asking, what you buying?
I'm buying scented soap. So I can get your mother's stink off my kielbasa sausage.
He's so live.
He's not with the old dudes today. Like, making the pain.
He looks so angry.
May I one more?
Yeah, hang on. It was
fairly quick. Oh, my God. he was ready to go with that.
God. All right, hang on.
How in the world?
Stupid computer.
Hey, y'all, I'm Trish, and today we're here at Pleasant Mart in Shelby, North Carolina, asking, what you buying?
I'm buying scented soap so I can get your mother's stink off my kielbasa sausage.
Oh, it's so filthy but funny. Can it be filthy and funny because it is?
Yeah,
I can. It is filthy funny.
Wow.
Your mother's stink.
Can I commandeer the next one?
Yeah.
I'll just take this one.
Actually, like... I've lost confidence in the other one. I really have.
Yeah, go for it, Fat Boy.
All right.
Fire one off.
This might be Paige's favorite clip ever. This is a college baseball announcer because the College World Series is about to start. So they just had regionals and super regionals. Mm-hmm. He must have been working late one night because there are a lot of games in one day. So he kind of made a slip up, and he tries to recover from it afterwards. I don't have to tell you what the slip up is. Because you'll figure it out based on what he said after.
Oh, no.
And so we've heard this before, but and probably have forgotten it.
Not heard it before.
Oh, okay. You said it was Paige's favorite.
It's going to be your favorite.
Oh, I see. Okay. A prediction. All right. BDA.
We can't turn the clock back. We can't turn the black. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
Oh, he sounded like he had a stroke.
They got to do that one again. Did you figure it out what he said?
Yeah, very much. There's no recovering from that, though.
C-word?
Can't turn the clock back.
We can't turn the clock back. We can't turn the black. We can't turn the clock back. No, it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
Now, I've often heard when they do, they don't go back. So if a witch changed mine black, does that mean it won't ever go back? Or could she make a second wish and bring it back to
never goes back.
Caucasian?
How about I have different races of genitalia? Is that possible?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I can have the scrotal boink country.
And he's from your daddy.
You know, there's an ancient story about that. I think it's called the Arm of the Moor.
Why can't I have the Neapolitan genitals?
It's true. There was this, like, let's say Egyptian pharaoh type.
You do.
And he had, like, something wrong with his arm. And they had to cut his arm off. And he's like, who in this, I'm not making a joke, who in this village will give me their arm? And one person stepped, this is no joke, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, the one person that stepped forward was a black guy.
Thank God.
And so, again,
that somebody would even offer.
Might be a parable, it might be a whatever, but the white pharaoh had a black arm.
He cut off his arm?
That'd be pretty cool.
Sewed it on someone else?
I don't think you just sew them on, but like they, again, I don't know. It might be a fairy tale. It might be a parable. It might have been something found on a Torah.
Yeah.
It's like real steel. You got to build your robot from scratch.
It might be like Glass Menagerie. Like, did that girl really cut her hair off?
That's some kind of fable or something, because that never happened.
Yeah. It does it.
You'd have to have the tissue and blood to match to put an arm on someone else's.
Well, how did they build the pyramids?
I'm just saying, it's all science.
It might have been a leg now that I think about it.
I'm going to finish with this one because I'm going to want to play it twice because we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
And you can play along at home. This game is going to be called Back Talking to the Boss or Porno Scene.
Ooh.
Back Talking.
Guys, get off your asses and back to work.
Come on, man. We're taking a break.
F*** your break. There's 15 cars here that need to be serviced. Now get back to it.
Listen here, f***er. The only thing that needs servicing around here is our f***s. So get on your knees and beg. Like a bitch.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that back talking to balls?
That sounded pornish to me.
Oh, really?
Paige, who would not?
You know what? Your movie was kind of pornish.
No, it wasn't.
You were a whore.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, guys, just got in the car. What are you talking about? Well, let's break it down for you. This is what we've been doing the last hour and 35 minutes since you just got in your car and decided to listen. We're talking about people who now have hobbies dressing up as underage kids and going online trying to catch child predators, but a lot of it is for video content because they're content creators.
Yep.
Now, who's a content creator? Everybody. Everybody.
Anybody can be.
You're creating content. You're a content creator.
I don't like that they like to call us that.
You know? I've never been called that. I don't like, I was telling old, salesperson, can't remember the name. It doesn't matter. He said, I don't think that's for us. I think that's just for talent. And that's what they call people in the building that are on the air.
Ooh,
I was like,
I
have such issues with that.
Well, I like that. That's a good one.
I mean, I think we have talent, but some of these others, there's no talent there.
See where you're going with that.
Let's hop on a call, Fat Boy. I don't have my screen open. So you go with the one you think is probably going to be the best call.
I don't want to say it because you'll know who it is as soon as they start talking.
Oh, let's see if I can figure out that. Good morning, mystery person.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. It's the legend. The quickest legend of the show, I think, ever.
She rose to the top pretty quick.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Good morning, Edith.
Good morning.
Edith, real quick, before we get into whatever you want to talk about, what do you think about some people, I think it was on Twitter or Instagram, that think you're a character and you're not a real person?
Oh, yeah.
They were saying.
Well, the only thing fake about me is my teeth.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Different T word than I thought you were going to go with, and I appreciate you.
You said tooth?
Teeth.
Oh, I thought she said tooth is in one.
Tooth.
She's like, I can only afford one right now, guys. We'll go for the full set at a time.
Do you ever mess with people and spit them out in front of them?
Only whenever I'm laughing real hard.
Like, has it been like a movie where you laugh so hard and they shot out in someone's glass?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's so perfect.
Oh, hang on.
That's wild.
Did the same thing happen to you that it happened to Matt's dad's Phil that one time?
My dad accidentally threw his away to Hooters. He left it on the table in a napkin, and they had, he went to the bathroom, and we got up and went and paid, and they threw his damn teeth away. He went and got them.
They're expensive.
He did. He's like, and you know what's funny? I said, Daddy, that was a good excuse just to get back and go in the kitchen at Hooters.
Oh,
I was like, that's a good excuse, Matthew. I really threw away my teeth.
You know what I feel bad about now?
What?
When my dad died, the stuff they sent to me were his teeth. I didn't know he had false teeth. I'm not supposed to keep them, right? This is kind of weird.
Try to sell them.
What? Sell teeth?
I'm kidding.
Is there a market for selling teeth?
Well, what? I mean, what no. can they do with that?
Well, I don't know. Like, I feel like Edith, you only have one set.
Make like a cool ashtray.
Oh, you could have been under glass or something.
That's a good question, Edith. Let's say, like, you for whatever reason, you shot your teeth out of your mouth laughing, and they went into a moving car, and you never got them again. Like, you don't have an extra set, right?
No.
Is there probably, like, what, like $3,000 or $4,000 a pair?
Close.
God.
Very close.
Man.
Well, I would get, like, a tooth at a time. I couldn't afford the whole set.
Yeah, that's me.
Let me ask you a personal question. Have you ever taken them out for using your mouth on a man?
No bite marks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness.
Now the look would probably screw with him for a little bit, but when he got past that, he'd love it, I bet.
I mean, I'd be like, wow, you're like a big mouth bass. Now, let's talk about these undercover pedophile hunters. Thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. That's entrapment.
I mean,
no matter how you look at it, that's entrapment because there's somebody posing to be somebody that they're not. What's the thing with the pedophiles online? They're trying to be somebody they're not. There's no difference.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
But then if you say entrapment, you're looked upon as a sympathizer.
Well, no, I'm not, because I think every one of them ought to be castrated. But
they should be stump broken.
You can't entrap somebody. That it's entrapment.
Great movie too.
Yeah. Most of your police out there are only there to clean up the mess, because you get them out. They come out, they investigate, and they leave it alone.
Yeah,
they don't never really follow up on anything till something happens. When something happens, they show up.
There's a bunch of it going on. There really is.
Too much entrapment. Yeah.
Very, very much. Just take off the internet. If they are, if they are pedophiles and they're using the internet to entrap young girls and young boys, then fix it so they're not allowed to have internet.
But I think that's going to open it up to us to have some kind of ID. You know what I'm like? Other than
like a scarlet letter type thing,
like or something, some kind of mark of the beast, some kind of thing. Like you got to have this, and I don't know. I think having to get a real ID is plenty.
Well, I mean, if you're like a pedophile and you've been accused of something horrendous, I'm not saying it to anyone.
She did.
I think you should have that to keep children safe.
Yeah.
Like to know where you live so your kid doesn't wander in that neighborhood.
I agree. Just you go tell your neighbors, oh, I moved in. But like
you should also be able to know.
You shouldn't be able to be on social media.
No. Nor should you be able to talk to kids as they walk past your house.
Yep,
now I'm thinking one of my neighbors must have been a sex offender because he never spoke when I walked by.
That's double entrapment at that point. He's just trying to get him again.
Edith, I hope you have the best week ever, and you have a good morning, okay?
All right, y'all do the same, babies.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
Bye, Edith.
Dude, think about you gumming said babies, and I was going to say this, like, and don't take this the wrong way, Edith. I've never met you, and one day I hope to.
Yeah.
But
you will.
Like it's like having another connection to my grandma. Like she reminds me a lot of my grandmother. Certain things she says and the way she laughs.
I don't think your grandma would have talked about taking her teeth out and, you know, going to town on.
Nor would I have asked her. It's funny you say that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your addiction to hand sanitizer. Not using it, but opening the bottle, removing the squirt mechanism.
I use it every day.
Because the COVID myth, this stuff is only 85% effective if you're lucky. So it's not as good as soap and water, but if you put it up your nose, it is really good.
What do you feel? That's exhilaration? Like, not a high, but what is the... Take a hit right now and tell us what you feel. We're going to get, ma'am, we're going to get to your call here in one moment, but...
Put the bottle up here.
Yeah. Taking in the bouquet. See, now that sounded drugs.
And I feel like...
It sounded druggy.
It's like... When your bell got rung in football, you kind of see birds a little bit, but it's more intense if it's PVC glue.
And see, I use both of them.
Or dirty underwear.
The hand sanitizer and my hand cream, but it doesn't sniff the cream.
There's
no alcohol in it, I guess.
It's not as strong. Yeah, I got to have my alcohols. It just wakes you up a little bit, you know.
He doesn't sniff the cream, but boy, he doesn't let a public park swing go by without doing it. Mm-mm.
He's not a cream sniffer.
So this is going to be a unique call here. We've got a young lady joining us.
I got to not look at the thing because I don't want to say actual.
Well, she's not using her real name this morning. And the reason for that is because she wants to say something to her boyfriend. And I'll let her explain this whole thing, but she's going to not say his name or her name. She's using the nicknames that they use for each other, which Fat Boy, what she, her name is, or her nickname is.
It's Chicken Biscuit.
Okay.
And
it sounds like she might be a spicy chicken biscuit, Paige.
I love it.
I'm afraid to even ask where the nickname came from.
Hell, I ain't. Chicken Biscuit, how are you this morning? Good morning.
Good, guys. I'm good. I'm nervous. I know this is weird, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, so let's be real here. You don't even listen to us, right?
No offense. I only listen to music. You know, talk shows kind of make me sleepy and stuff, but is obsessed with y'all. Like, not in a gay way, but like, he loves you guys. He loves your show.
Yeah.
So I knew that this would be the way.
Yeah, it's probably one of those dudes who rage tweets me if I don't get the podcast up right away.
Yes, a super fan. All right.
Got a lot of those.
Chicken Biscuit, you emailed us something that was very personal, and it was meant for your boyfriend of, hold on, I have it here, 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you're going to read it right now live on the air, correct? And what, a side question, what is his nickname?
So yes and yes. And his nickname is Turkey Leg, Daddy Turkey Leg.
Interesting.
Of course. That's
definitely not a couple of vegetarians here. We've got Chicken Biscuit and Daddy Turkey Leg, but I don't know what that nickname means, but it makes me think, like, you know.
He's hung like a horse, maybe.
Or, like, built like a Clydesdale. He's built like a Clydesdale, baby. Swinging like the barn door when they're in a hurricane.
They got three legs, baby.
God.
Well, no comment, right? No comment, but okay, well. But like, I would like to keep it serious because it is about a baby, my baby.
All right, you're absolutely right. You know, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think, first off, that I'd ever have a radio show, but did I ever say we're now going to have Chicken Biscuit read an email on the radio show? So we will, and really...
We usually read the emails.
Let's remember here, this is about a child, and let's give it its just due. So you read the email that you have written. You originally wanted us to read it, but, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. But go ahead, and here we go. This is not like some kind of weird kind of thing. I mean, it is, but it's also not like he's finding out this way, by the way. That's okay, go ahead.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Daddy Turkey Leg. Wow. No, your ears are not deceiving you, and this is not a dream. I know that you're at work, but I needed to say this to you, and I know that this is weird, but it's me, your girlfriend of 4 years, Chicken Biscuit. Our first date was Frankie's Fun Park. I broke the heel off my cowboy boot because I got it all hemmed up in that go-kart pedal, and you always said that was the moment that you knew that I was going to be trouble. And I'm saying all this just to protect our identities, but just so that you'll know that it's really me. So I'm going to keep this short. We are not meant for each other. Lord knows we've tried. We've broken up 16 times in 4 years. We cannot live together without turning into enemies, and we are just not meant to be. We thought this baby might bring us closer, but it's clear it's pushing us apart. We're just not meant to be, and I'm 18 weeks pregnant now. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to find out if it's a boy or a girl, and I've talked to my mom and dad, and they support me. So this is me telling you, I think we need to end this relationship immediately. I'm keeping the baby. I'll be proud to be his or her mama, but you've made it clear, whether you realize it or not, that you do not want to be with me anymore. You've been cold, you've been distant, and you're in a bad mood ever since I told you. So I want to offer you something. You can choose to relinquish all your rights. I won't put your name on the birth certificate even. You won't even owe a single cent. My dad says that I'll need that in writing, obviously, and if one day the child wants to know, I'll tell them when they're ready. But please don't worry about us. My parents are helping, and we'll be okay. I just think that this is what's best for all three of us. Sincerely, Chicken Biscuit.
I mean, that was that was raw. I mean, it was.
That made me cry.
I mean, well, I think Daddy Turkey Leg's either crying somewhere or dancing, or he's doing one or the other.
My goodness.
Yeah.
It's probably like, he's probably sobbing right now, or like you said, he's probably doing cartwheels over a BMW. Who knows?
Well, that's not where he works.
Okay. Well, it's just maybe an assumption on my part. Let me ask you this, Chicken Biscuit. When you told Daddy Turkey Leg that you were pregnant, like, was he immediately distant, or did that come later on, or what?
Like that same night. He acted real happy at first, but then he just got quiet. Mm-hmm. He went outside and mowed the yard in the dark.
In the dark, wow. He's got, like, headlights on his mower? Good Lord.
It was a little camping headlight and his beer in his cup holder.
Oh, well. Wow, you're serious. So,
had a process.
How did he respond to all this? Or how should he, I assume? Should he call you, text, DM the old IG? What are you thinking?
You know what? Text me, or, like, I don't know. I guess he could just tell his bitch-ass sister because, you know, she talks way too much anyway.
Wow. Yeah, what's up? Classic Chicken Biscuit right there.
But let's be clear, though. Like, you're saying, even if he says, no, I want to stay with you, you're saying that ship has sailed. It's done.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, we don't work as a couple. We never have. You know, if he wants to be in the baby's life, that's fine. I won't stop him. But if he wants to pay child support, he can, you know. But if he wants out, like, this is his chance.
Like, you just gave the guy something that I think a lot of guys wish for and never get, like the release of his life.
Yeah,
that's,
but, like,
terrible.
Oh my gosh, man! Oh man!
Well, he just cut and go.
What about the child, though? Do you think that the child would want to have a relationship with the father by any means?
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's like, I do want to say this, though. Like, two things. One, finding that out when you're not expecting it, you have to, it's almost like, and I'm just being real as rain, like, let's say you're opening a present in front of people and you don't like that present, but you have to act like you like that present, otherwise you're a jerk. Sometimes people find that out and they're supposed to react with happiness, but then life creeps in and says, oh my God, you're going to be a father now. I want to, like, can we email you in a few weeks to see where this goes?
I mean, yeah, if you want. I mean, if you want to.
I mean, I think, yeah, and we will, because I feel like Madman's already emotionally invested in probably naming the kid in his head.
I do. Daddy Turkey Leg Jr., if it's a boy. But seriously, happy 4th of July to you, Chicken Biscuit. And
yeah, sorry.
Whatever happens, hopefully the baby comes out not shaped like a turkey leg, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. When does this air?
It airs July 3rd.
That's today.
That is. We are live.
Wait. This is live right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't say nothing.
Well, I told you three separate times. Like, that's why I said no cussing. Like, it's live. Three times.
No, you didn't.
The hell I didn't three times.
No, sir. No, for real, though.
Fatboy,
sure, you didn't.
Fatboy maybe got Chicken Biscuit mixed up with Muffin Tank from Easley. She's on Friday's show, Fatboy.
That's why I was the wrong one, damn.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the wrong one.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You want to go to Derek? Well, you got Derek already highlighted. We'll go to Derek first. Derek, you're on the All Advice Show. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is good. How about you?
Hanging in there. I mean, you know, I've been better, honestly.
That's when you know it's going to be a good All Advice call. When it starts
I've
like that.
I've been better.
Because, you know, the more perplexed you are, the better it's going to be. Because he said, I've been feeling better.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I want to thank you guys, first off, for taking my call. So, well, I mean, it's a little deep now. It's a little heavy, but
it must be because you've been on hold the least amount of time. So that's probably got to piss off others that are on hold right now. But this must be, Fat Boy thinks this is crazy. I'll say this. It says something about you had a problem with one of your good friends. Go ahead and fill in the blanks there, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just need another perspective on this here because one of my buddies called me about, I've been dealing with this for like a month now. He's good. I'm just going to say Billy. His name is Billy. We'll just call him Billy for this here.
All right.
But so he reached out of the blue and he's really sick. I mean, he's dying out. He has liver failure. And, like, he needs a transplant, right? He said the doctor told him that, you know, to wait for a dead donor or someone deceased, that could take forever because it's not like you can plan it. Hey, I need your liver to be this type, and I need you to die next week.
Oh, gosh.
God,
you know? So, I mean,
a lot to
I don't know.
In. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
I mean...
So what?
So
I'm ignorant to this in a lot of things, but particularly this. Mm-hmm. Like, how could a living person donate or go? Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's just it. That's just it. Then he hits me with that right there. Oh, there's this new procedure where like a living donor can donate, and then they'll take your liver and put it inside both of us, and it'll start regenerating itself. So like basically asking me. He's like. Yeah, he's like, well, heck, I don't know. I didn't do any research. I'm in La La Land.
Dude, I don't doubt it. They quit. They were cloning sheep back in the 80s or 90s, and then all of a sudden that just stopped. So I can imagine what's really out there these days. That's awesome, right. Though. I mean, if they can regenerate.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Awesome. Right. No.
Go ahead.
No. That's the problem right there. That's the problem. Because, okay. He says just to see if I can donate. What does that mean?
That's a big ask, too. Yeah. Ask, there was a K on the end. Big ask, because I do know this from my grandmother donated a kidney to a sister. And through that, she had to end up getting on dialysis. first sometime.
Right.
Even though it helped save her sister's life, it kind of ruined my grandma's for like half a year. So, but that's good.
And they were family too.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a big, big thing to ask.
And that's just it. See what you're saying. Now, it's a difference. We're not even family. I mean, I understand he's doing whatever he has, a wife, kids. He's doing whatever he's trying to stay alive. But that I feel bad, you know. I hadn't been messaging him back or anything because, I mean, that's major surgery. You know, it's not like I'm giving blood or anything like that. This is a liver. I got to be in the hospital. I got to have recovery time. Honestly, I don't want no parts of it. I mean, I don't want to know if I'm a match or not.
I love the way you said that.
So you don't want to test to find out if you're a possible match because I guess you feel trapped? Or did have to help?
Yeah, exactly. No, okay, exactly. I've been avoiding responding to him. Okay, he's a good – I mean, we ripped it apart, okay? Of course, he's married, got kids, so we hadn't been as close as we used to hang out 3-4 days a week. But still, I mean, I don't want to know. Why put that burden on me? You're not family, even if he was family. Mm. I don't want that burden on me.
Yeah. But when you have wouldn't you have to miss work if you did it?
I don't think they can do it at work.
Well, they're gonna come get
See, that's there's about 30 different things going on here. That's another one. I don't know if my employer is gonna pay for that. Am I gonna get paid? There's recovery time. There's all this I gotta go through. How's it gonna affect my body? What if I decide to get married later and have kids? I don't want anything to do with it. I mean, am I a bad person because I don't want anything to do with it? I mean, I just feel sorry for him. I'm going to pray. But good gracious,
but like,
don't put this burden on me.
You know what? Believe it or not, I see your point to that. Like, now, let me ask this, and some people will say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Was he a drinker? Is he still? I mean, was he?
Yeah.
Did that cause?
We tossed it up. Now, before he got married and kids, now I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, not enough to damage.
Right.
Not enough to damage anything, right? Like, that's not the reason, I would imagine.
Yeah. It was the occasional, you know, young 20s,
couple years, okay.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. Normal stuff.
Like normal, I guess.
Yeah. Man.
That's a lot to go through.
What do you, like, that is a lot. I mean, that is a lot. Because when you really break it down, like, you would I have no clue. I'm guessing you'd probably be out with testing and this and that. You could miss maybe upwards of a month of work.
At least.
At the very least. So what are you looking for with us? Like, are you wanting to know if we think you're a bad person or you know, you don't even want to get tested to find out? Like, what is your question, I guess?
Well, that's just it. Being that I've been going cuckoo and all these mental anguish for over a month now. I mean, I just want to know, am I a jerk from not wanting to go through with this? I mean, I don't know. Am I selfish? Or is this like something I can, you know, I can just say no to and I can feel either way. Or either way, I'll be honest with you. Whether I do it, don't do it, no matter what, I think I'm going to lose a friendship. I mean, I'll be honest.
If he dies, I
just feel that way.
I mean, you're in a tough position because even if you don't want to get tested for it, that's kind of like a hard line stance. But if you agree to get tested and you're somehow a match, it's going to be pretty much expected that, you know, you would donate a piece.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
I had no idea liver could regenerate. I did not know that.
I had no clue that was real. I'll be honest with you. I Googled it to see if this was legit, and apparently it freaking is, man. I mean, that's incredible. I had no clue. We have to find it out from you. That is incredible. So let me ask you this, and if you don't want to answer it, fine, whatever. Have you said anything to your wife about this?
No, man, I ain't said a darn thing yet. I mean,
I got you.
You at least got to tell him something.
Yeah, I tell you this. If you never respond, and I don't know you, I mean, if we've met or whatever, I don't remember you. But like, I say this in no mean way, but like, if you don't respond to him at all, I would think you're kind of a dick. I mean, I just honestly, whatever spin you want to put on it, I would just be, you're not a bad person. You're being very, very completely blatantly honest. And for some reason in this world, that's shunned. But yeah, when you're really completely blatantly honest, you're like, I can't do this to my family, my employer, blah, blah, blah. But I would figure out a way to respond to him absolutely.
I mean, just out of courtesy, just let him know what's going on so he can make other plans.
I swear I'm not trying to make a joke.
Oh,
is this one of these situations you could probably do a, like you could say to him, look, if you absolutely can't find anybody else, maybe I'll do it.
He didn't ask him to help him move. I know. He's asking for a liver.
He needs a liver.
Stay alive.
I've used that excuse for people asking me to help him move. I'm like, if you can't find nobody else, all right. But nine times out of ten, I changed my number.
And it's not family. That's what you said.
Yeah. Man.
But like family would be no
I'm
question.
Just going to heartline it. Like y'all said, I'm just going to reach out today. I can't do it.
I can't. Like, and see now. Now, pick your words wisely.
I mean,
man.
if you think,
why are you raising your voice like
me now?
Huh?
Well, because I'm getting upset. I'm getting a little fired up, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
Because if you feel the way you feel now, imagine if I get tested and I'm 100% match, and I don't do it. You know how many people's gonna be looking at me and probably hunting me down, wanting to kill me.
Well, how would they know unless they broke your HIPAA? You could just say, no, we didn't match.
Right? Plus, I hate doing this, but if we're doing some devil's advocate here, we're not talking about an entire organ, just a little piece of one.
Yeah, but again, I mean...
Like a kidney be different. That's a whole kidney.
But
I need two plus one.
What a nice thing, though.
So what you're saying, you're willing to get tested?
I don't even have one anymore, so I can't be.
See, that depends on the degree of the friendship, wherever you think that is. Is he friends enough to at least get tested?
You're not a bad person because you came to your realization and then you're asking others whether you're going to change your mind or not if we thought you're a bad person. And to me, that shows you're not a bad person because you care.
No.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.